This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Some rain in parts of the region last night helped cool temperatures a bit, but an excessive heat warning remains in effect tonight until 8 for eastern Oklahoma and Sebastian County in Arkansas. Heat index values in the Fort Smith region could reach 106, with actual temperatures around 99. Northwest Arkansas highs today should stay in the lower 90s, according to the National Weather Service. The forecast for early next week suggests a return to potentially record-breaking heat, with highs by Tuesday between 102 and 106 degrees throughout the region.
And those hot conditions, the latest weather extreme in the state in the past several months, could spell trouble for the state's farmers. Ken Moore, a spokesman for the Arkansas Farm Bureau, says first the spring floods and now the summer drought could have a major impact on Arkansas crops.
It's unusual that we've gone from in some ways, a situation where you had, you know, too much rain just a few short months ago, and then once we got to the 1st of June, it seems like the tap is turned off. Let's just pray for rain. We need it bad.
Moore says continued hot and dry conditions could mean consumers will pay higher prices at grocery stores as farmers and ranchers pass along their swelling production costs.
Arkansas businesses feeling a squeeze because of recent disasters in the state can learn more about assistance available at a meeting in Little Rock tomorrow. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is hosting the workshop on the campus of the University of Arkansas Little Rock. Bob Howard is a spokesman with FEMA.
They'll get information on the different kinds of programs that are available, and certainly they'll have questions about some of the tax consequences of what's happened, you know, to their businesses. So there will be representatives from the Internal Revenue Service there. And then also we'll have hazard mitigation specialists available to help provide them information on how to prepare for the future.
The workshop runs from 1 until 3 tomorrow afternoon at the College of Engineering and Information Technology building on the UALR campus. The spring storms, floods, and tornadoes recorded damage in 59 of Arkansas's 75 counties, according to FEMA.
About a quarter of the students who received Arkansas Lottery scholarships last year will not receive them this academic year, according to figures released from the Arkansas Department of Higher Education. That's actually better than the estimates made earlier by the department that as many as 30% of the recipients would fail to keep the scholarships. Shane Broadway, the interim director of the Department of Higher Education, says the retention rate for scholarship recipients attending college just out of high school was worse.
If your overall rate was 75% retention, graduation, and completion, the traditional students who were first-time entering freshmen last fall, their number is at 60%.
New numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show Arkansans' weekly wages are below the national average. The state's residents' average weekly pay is $738, while the national average is just over $970 a week. Newton County has the lowest average weekly wage in the state, $436. Benton and Washington counties are among the top six counties in average weekly wages. Calhoun County in southern Arkansas has the highest weekly wage of $885.